But like I mentioned, the tool that I used is a very common tool. Everyone has it in their home. It was a radio. So what a lot of ghost hunters actually do is they use this tool as a form of EVP, electronic voice phenomena. So I remember sitting there and setting the dial to be in between a static station. So sort of like it wasn't fully on a station that was, you know, a clear kind of connection. I wanted to get to that in between. And once I did that, I remember going into my meditative trance state. So closing my eyes, really focusing on that static noise and inviting and waiting to see what would come through to talk to me. Now, I have to say at that time, I wasn't wanting anything to take over me. I wasn't welcoming a possession. What I was doing was I just wanted to open up another method of communication. But it didn't matter that I was ignorant to it, because that extra door that I opened that night, I remember sitting there and something did come through. And it came through with such a force. Again, I can only explain this in my own human understanding way. It felt like someone gut punched me with such force that my, I don't know, spirit being or soul flew out of me. I had an outer body experience. And I remember floating above myself, looking down in this seated position, and I wasn't able to get back in.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
Welcome to Blurry Creatures.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
All right, so welcome back to Blurry Creatures. We're going to hop into today. We have a lot of members who go through stuff, and sometimes we feel like it's appropriate to bring it on the show, and it just kind of fits where we are. And we're going to bring on a listener who had, she kind of heard about us from the Cultish podcast, and we did our crossover with them, and talks about just years of being a psychic and almost a full-blown witch, basically, and all the weird blurry stuff she dealt with her whole life. This is basically like 10 podcasts in one. You know, sometimes we bring on people who just had one paranormal experience and she's got a lifetime of them. And
yeah,
it's helpful to kind of put the pieces together from the other guests who we sort of speak about, you know, things in the sort of the author space or the, you know, the biblical space, theologians. And then it's somebody who's actually lived it, right, lived it out, and knows that not only is this stuff real, but some crazy stuff happening from, imagine just sitting there, and she had some crazy stories of just sitting there and seeing the spoon in her bowl spin around, and it's just stuff you see in those terrible 80s movies that we grew up watching that freak you out. But then, actually, I can't imagine seeing some of the things she expressed. So
yeah, and I was saying, there's nothing more. Yeah, I love this part of what we do with our show, right? As you said, we love to have these academic discussions with the theologians and with the folks that we say put in the 10,000 hours to become experts. But the other part of the show is to talk to people who've lived it and walk the walk. And that does sometimes cross over into, you know, into the expert realm. We've had plenty of interviews with people that have had their own experiences and written about them and studied about them. But in this case, this is an unbelievable story of redemption. As you said, a woman who went full throttle into the occult, psychic, witch, leveling up, operating her third, trying to increase what she called her third eye, and having all these crazy spiritual, supernatural, paranormal experiences. And her story is wild. And the wildest part of the story is her redemption. Is that God pulled her out of all of this? And so, I think there's so much to be gleaned. He said it could be 10 podcasts in one. Dee, you know, laid out a ton of things that happened to her, and I feel like we could just kind of scratch the surface, but. You know, at the end, I think we'd tell her she should write a book, and I really think this could be a very thick book full of her you know, her journey, right? And I think these are such important podcasts and stories, because we would be daft to not want to understand the strategies of the darkness and the things that happen there that are very real, and these very, very real realities. We say oftentimes about the ancient world, like, people didn't worship like trees and rocks and stones with if there wasn't some power behind it, that there wasn't an exchange of power, right?
Yeah.
In the same way, you know, people that do divination and fortune telling and tarot cards and operate in the occult and in witchcraft, they don't do this if there's not power there. And I think this is an important thing to remember.
Yeah.
I mean, it is puny, minuscule power compared to the King of Kings, but there is power there. That's what's alluring to people. And so in this day and age, when everything is being normalized and kids are being told, cast spells and try this and read this book and this article about how you can make a potion, a love potion, and these things aren't fun and games. In the same way, Ouija boards are not fun and games. And in this episode, she talks a lot about some of the really dark, crazy things that happened to her, from, you know, entities to possession to blood rituals, etc. So this may not be an episode for your kids if they're listening.
Definitely.
But I think this is a great episode to unpack after you've listened with your kids, because I think this is such a time for this in the day and time we live in. So yeah, this is a members only episode. So grateful for all members who support the show, who keep the lights on, keep this thing moving, keep the blurry bus rolling down the road. If you'd like to become a member, listen to this episode along with an entire catalog of extra content, extra episodes that are available to members, including, and additionally, exclusive channels, Facebook, Discord, and Telegram, where you can talk to other Blurry Creatures members about blurry stuff. First crack at any tickets for our events. BlurryCon 2 is coming next year. We haven't announced anything yet, but that will be one of the opportunities. We're going to Costa Rica in February. That's another thing that was offered to our members. Discounts on merchandise. As always, you get members chats and all of the exclusive perks. But this is one of the perks. It's extra content. It's extra episodes. And today's is a doozy. So if you'd like to listen, blurrycreatures.com/members. Check it out. You know, for the cost of a cup of coffee, you can get a whole lot of extra content and a whole lot of extra episodes and a whole lot of access to a bunch of different things here in the Blurryverse. So
yeah, we got a bunch of members episodes lined up. People who've seen some weird stuff. Plenty of members stories to pump up the hoverboard.
That's right, dude.
And cruise.
So step in the portal. Come on in. Water's warm.
It doesn't work on water. Hoverboards don't work on water. No, but thank you so much for keeping the lights on here. This is how we fund the show. And if you want to become a member, blurrycreatures.com/members. Hop on in. Let's get D on the show.